Any aircraft engine, jet or piston, produces warm, moist air, which, when injected into the cold, dry air of the upper atmosphere, results in a trail of water vapor or ice crystals that stream out behind the craft. Once these particles return to a cooler state, they evaporate back into the air. This vaporization can take place within 10 seconds or stretch for more than an hour, depending on the temperature and humidity in the atmosphere. Since contrails primarily contain water, they present no real hazard to the population. Contrails do not normally occur below about 30,000 feet. Chemtrails are entirely different. These trails do not evaporate but spread out and eventually form a cloudy haze over the entire sky. As World War II veteran David Oglesby noted after observing chemtrails in the sky above his California home, the trails formed a grid pattern. Some stretched from horizon to horizon. Some began abruptly, and others ended abruptly. They hung in the air for an extended period of time and gradually widened into wispy clouds resembling spider webs. I counted at least 11 different trails. The official debunking line that all observed trails in the sky are simply condensation trails falls apart when chemtrails are seen simultaneously in the same portion of sky and at approximately the same altitude. Keen observers have noticed two planes of similar size laying trails at the same altitude and at the same time. Yet they are not the same. One is short, while the other reaches to the horizon. Others ask how it can be that one day there are numerous trails crisscrossing each other in the sky, but on the next day, with no change in the climate, there are no trails in the sky. Did all aircraft suddenly stop flying? Even more damning, chemtrails often occur at altitudes and in conditions that would make it impossible for a normal contrail to form. Furthermore, contrails are composed of water vapor, whitish in color, and produce no halo effect in sunlight. Chemtrails, on the other hand, appear oily and produce rainbow effects, especially in the late afternoon sun. Contrails cannot be stopped without shutting off an aircraft's engines, but chemtrails have been observed coming to an end even as the aircraft producing them flies onward. Aircraft do not shut off their engines mid-flight. Ohio Representative Dennis Kucinich, who served as chairman of a subcommittee of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, once introduced his unsuccessful Space Preservation Act of 2001, H.R. 2977, designed to ban the deployment of exotic weapons in space. Listed in this legislation were chemical, biological, environmental, climate-changing, or tectonic weapons, and, notably, chemtrails.